Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, presented by Microsoft. The Jaguars played the Texans all the way back in week one, and there's been a lot of change, particularly at the quarterback position for the Texans. From Tom Savage to Deshaun Watson, back to Tom Savage, and now to T.J. Yates. Let's see why it's T.J. Yates. Let's take a look. This is the much-talked-about play last week in which the Texans faced the 49ers and Tom Savage took a hit. He ended up going back into the game and then being pulled. But this is the play that he got hurt on and sustained a concussion. There are two tight ends for the Texans that are on injury reserve. They have two tight ends that are playing now that weren't even with the team on the active roster in the first meeting. This tight end right here, Mycole Pruitt, you can see that he is not C.J. Fedorowicz and he is not Ryan Griffin. He gets stepped on, so I give him a little bit of slack here, but still not very good as well. And you can see that the Texans, the lack of a successful running game has put a lot of pressure on their passing game. And they have one guy that can give them plenty of success in the passing game. That, DeAndre Hopkins. Watch this catch on the boundary. Very tough catch, and it doesn't look like he gets in bounds, right? Well, let's cut to the end zone look, and you will see a phenomenal catch. And we're going to slow it down to show you frame by frame that his right foot is down, and watch the toe drag. Yep, there's the black little dots coming up out of the turf. He gets it in. He is a great player. And T.J. Yates is smart in that he's going to find DeAndre Hopkins plenty of times. But one thing the Jaguars also need to be aware of, he's got some mobility. He's not Russell Wilson, but he has adequate mobility, and he will tuck it and run it to move the chains. And let's go back to DeAndre Hopkins. I want you to watch this route that he runs. He's going to drive the safety off and over to the right. And when he does, he also draws the corner back to the flat. And he creates a little bit of room in that deep third. And look at this throw by T.J. Yates, folks. This is not an amateur throw. This is a professional throw. He's got experience. He's been around the league long enough to know that he can throw the ball with great success to DeAndre Hopkins, and he has the ability to do that. The Jaguars had better be ready for him. The amazing thing to me is the numbers that DeAndre Hopkins has been able to produce with different quarterbacks along the way. The second leading receiver in the National Football League. How's this for numbers? 88 catches, 1,233 yards, and 11 touchdowns. Jalen Ramsey, A.J. Boye, this is a great matchup.